Yeah, I talked to our players this morning about that. I've preached to them to ride the wave, okay? Ride the wave, and I think we've ridden the wave going upward the last three practices. You know, I would say in the middle of OTAs, we hit a little bit of a funk for a combination of a couple things. First off, you know, it's a credit to our defense. I mean, they're really well coached. They have good players, and they have a really good scheme. So, you know, we're always one step behind because they have so many wrinkles in their defense that, you know, they come out and then you have to get it fixed. Okay, so, you know, once we've kind of caught up to them, and I think, you know, we've reinstalled everything for a second time in this mandatory mini camp. I think you've seen the last couple practices, you know, us, you know, like yesterday in the red zone, we have four plays, we score three touchdowns. I mean, so the last two or three practices, I think you've seen it come together. It's not where we want it to be yet, but I've liked the progress we've seen in the last three practices. You know, pretty, I would say about 90%. You know, the only thing that really hasn't been installed yet are the things that you do in training camp, the special situation type things where, like, end the game. For example, like, there's 6 seconds left in the game and it's fourth down. Like, sprinting out and throwing the ball out of bounds. Things like that that, you know, you install those things once a day in training camp. But from an X and O standpoint, from a run game standpoint, it's about 90% in. Yeah, we've chipped away at a great deal. And it's been a little difficult, to be honest with you. From a personnel standpoint, we've had a bunch of guys out in spring. So whenever you have, you know, a few starters out, you know, we're resting Joe, that's part of the plan. But whenever you have, you know, Alex Mack out, Travis Benjamin out, some guys like that, those second team guys have to go up to the first team, and now your third string guys are probably playing a group up than they should early, you know, against a dang good defense. So we're getting there. I'm really excited. I'm hoping we can get some continuity early in training camp, so we can even find that out even more. But, yeah, we're getting there. Yeah, I've been very, very impressed with Josh. Josh and I talk about it all the time. He's a better quarterback now than he was in 2007. I think he's much better. And again, I don't like to speak for the players, but I think he'll tell you the same thing. I think I haven't seen anything from an arm strength standpoint, from an athleticism standpoint, to tell me that his game has declined at all. He is much better in situational football, a much smarter quarterback than he was in 07. And that comes with time. He's played a lot of football. So, you know, I've been very, very pleased with Josh. You know, obviously the intangibles with Josh are as good as any quarterback in the league in terms of his leadership, in terms of being a good person, in terms of his work ethic. All those things that you're looking for in a starting quarterback, Josh McCown has. Yeah, he's very even keeled. And the thing Josh has done a really good job of that, he helps guys get lined up. I mean, I have to kind of hold him back a little bit and have him concerned about doing his own job, okay? And that's when he has, you know, peaks and valleys in practice sometimes where he's worried about the 10 other guys and not himself. So I've been preaching to Josh all spring. Number one, you need to worry about yourself in playing quarterback for this football team and trust that these guys, these other 10 guys on the team are pros and they're going to know what to do also. So that's kind of what we've been with Josh. Josh has been, like I said, been everything we thought he was going to be in terms of his leadership, and we just got to keep him going. Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, any competitor wants something to prove. I mean, that's why we're all here. You know, we're here to win football games, you know, for this team, for the city, for our owner. And you know, any competitor wants to go out there and have something to prove, whether I think you're coming off a Super Bowl victory or you're coming off a 1-10 as a starter. I think you're always looking for something to prove. Well, first off, I think he's improved on his pocket awareness. I saw him the other day for the first time get to his third progression, which was fantastic. We were throwing a post in a corner out the front side. We had a basic cross, which is a 12-yard in cut coming from the backside. And that's hard to do for young quarterbacks, to work from the right side of the field all the way back coming into his vision. So you see him reset his feet and getting back to second and third progressions, which is something I didn't see much of him last season or when he was in college. The other thing that Johnny's done a much better job of is his huddle management. He's getting the play out with confidence. We do have some long play calls. I mean, that's just the nature of NFL football. You are going to have some long play calls. He's gone in there, and he's been like a veteran, spitting it out. We've had very, very few issues pre-snap with him in terms of delay games, forgetting motions, you know, not sending a shift when we wanted it, motion landmarks. So, again, the big picture thinking with Johnny, he's improved a great deal. Has he made every throw as strike point accurate as we want? No, and he knows that. He needs to be a little bit more strike point accurate than he has been. But that will come. You want to work outside in with these guys. You want to work the big picture, and then you can really hone in on what they need to do from the other parts of playing quarterback? Absolutely, that's a good question. That's a really good question, and I've talked about it since day one. In terms of, you know, with our personnel people, the thing I do like about it is each guy is not the same guy. You know, even though, you know, Taylor Gabriel and Hawk are smaller receivers, they do have two different skill sets. Bo and Hartline are bigger guys. I think it'd be much more of an issue if you had all small guys or all big guys. I think you can still find places on the field for those guys and putting them in situations to where they can succeed on the things that they do well. So, again, I've talked about it with you here. We don't need a bunch of one-trick pony receivers, and we don't have that. I think we did a great job of going out and adding some diversity to that room and body types. So I think when you, the different types of routes we'll have those guys in for. But, again, I mean, that's going to be a good problem to have is figure out the competition, and that's what Coach Pettine's talked about. He wants to build his team. It's through competition, so it'll be really interesting to watch those guys throughout training camp. Yeah, we saw a lot of that. And that part of that, you know, the part of this spring has been really good for us because as coaches, okay, we're all guilty of one thing. We're guilty of always wanting to be comfortable, okay, of always wanting to be comfortable, not putting Cam Irving at center, okay, not putting him at left tackle, not putting Duke Johnson anywhere but at tailback. Because of some of the injuries we've had, we've been forced to put Cam at all five spots. We've been forced to get Duke outside a lot more, as you saw that the last few days, because we've had four wideouts down. So, again, in the big picture of life, everything's not going to look exactly the way we want it right now because we got guys out of position. But come the fall, it's gonna help us. And again, for me, I'm a coach. I like to be comfortable. I like to have a guy at one spot. I like to have Duke Johnson maybe just at H. But it's been forcing us to think outside the box a little bit, and I think that I'm proud of the way Duke's handled some of those things. We've put a lot on his plate. Both he and Malcolm, we've asked those guys to do a lot of things that normal rookies don't get asked to do. That F position is hard to play. Excuse me?
That was more out of necessity. No,
we were going to do it, but maybe just not as much. Yeah, that was definitely a plan to do that with Duke and get him out there. He's done a great job with it. I don't know if you saw the wheel route he caught on the sideline 7-on-7 yesterday. I mean, it was a great throw by Johnny, a great catch by him. And we were planning on doing that stuff, but maybe not as much. Like, we had 8 or 9 plays of that yesterday. We called 21 Hurricane with him in there at F. So, it force-fed us to kind of get him going a little bit earlier. You know, I'm going to echo Coach Pettine's words, and because he and I are on the exact same page about this. I don't see a change for right now going into training camp. I just don't. I think Josh is playing at a high level right now. I think Josh is doing the things we want him to do. Now, that's going to be there's a long time till we kick off against the Jets, okay? There's 4 preseason games to play, okay? You know, last year I was at a place where we were sold on a starter too, and then a rookie came in and outplayed him in the preseason. So, again, there's a lot. I think Coach said today there's 86 days or something like that till we kick off against the Jets. So 86 days in the NFL world is an eternity. So, but for right now, if we were lining up against the Jets tomorrow, which we're not, I wouldn't see that changing, no. You know, I think that the thing Josh and I have is, which maybe benefits us, I wouldn't know the stats on this, is our familiarity we have with each other. You know, I don't know if any of those guys had known the OC before, you know, known when we line up day one in pass install, knew how to call the play without really even looking at the playbook. That'd be a situation I think that might be a little bit different. But, you know, again, we're gonna have a great plan, and we're going to go from there. I like to go with the guy that has the hot hand. If the guy's got the hot hand, write it out. Now, you're going to have game plan specific plays for certain guys, like a Duke Johnson, where you want to get him out on a pass route or run a certain, you know, outside zone or whatever. But, you know, I'm a big believer in the best 5 offensive linemen up front. I'm a big believer in if the guy's got a hot hand, you keep riding him. And that's kind of just a philosophy that I have. Cam's in the mix. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Cam's in the mix. It was disappointing to see him go down with that injury because he was making strides. Now, again, you know, it's a fine line with Cam. And, again, right now, all the tape on Cam's not going to be pretty because we're playing him at 3 different spots. But in the big picture, like I always talk about, and I try to think as big picture as I can, it's going to help us in the fall. It really is. It's going to help us. The kid's going to have exposure to a lot of spots on the offensive line.
Where do you think you'll line him up day one of training camp?
Day one of training camp. Probably right guard. probably right guard. And then we'll always mix him in a little bit at center and always mix him in a little bit at left tackle. But if I had to guess, I'd say right guard. I'll tell you, I really like those two guys. I like our offensive line. This is as talented a group, as smart as a group as I've been around. I mean, they're exactly what you want on an offensive line, okay? And a lot of the offensive linemen are the same no matter what franchise you go to or team you're on. They all hang out together. They're all friends. And you hope the majority of them are all smart guys, and we're fortunate that all those guys are off the chart smart, okay? Off the chart smart. I think Mitchell Schwartz has gotten a lot better in his pass protection in this offseason. I think he's gotten a lot better. It's hard to tell without the pads on, but, you know, when you're going against some of the guys we have across the ball, I'm pleased with Mitchell Schwartz. I'm pleased with John Greco. I think both those guys have had a positive spring. Yeah, I think Rob's very similar to Duke. I think you've seen him line up in a bunch of different places. The thing Rob brings to the table is, he ran past, I don't even know who it was yesterday watching it on tape. You know, when we ran the corner go to Hawk in the red zone, I mean, he was the guy that has to clear out the play for the outside post. And, you know, I don't think it was Joe. It may have been Joe on the outside, but, you know, he ran right past the guy. So every time you have a guy that's that big and can run that fast and do a lot of jobs, those guys have a way of lasting in this league and playing at a good level. I'm pleased with Johnny. I'll tell you, I'm pleased with Johnny. The lack of continuity in that second huddle has hurt him a little bit. It really has, from the offensive line, guys moving around, the receivers, you know, two young receivers that are in there with him. So some of the things you see on the field aren't all on Johnny, okay? It's never all on one guy, okay? It's just like anything, the old cliche, the quarterback gets way too much praise when he wins and way too much blame when he loses. So, you know, not everything Johnny's been out there has been on Johnny. I'm very pleased with his progress. I think he's made another step from OTAs to minicamp. I really do. I think he's getting comfortable in there. You know, there's a couple throws, and I would never say anything in here to anyone that I haven't talked to the players about. There's a couple throws, like the corner ball to Hauser yesterday. We need to make that. So, again, we're a work in progress. I'm pleased with the strides we've made on offense. We're never going to be happy with where we are on offense, no matter whether we lead the league or we're last in the league. We're never going to be satisfied on offense, and as competitors, I hope that's what our players expect.